the PDP is going around media houses trying to influence editorial opinions to make a case for the postponement of this election. Only this afternoon, a pseudo non-governmental organization went to block all routes leading to the Electoral Commission office, asking for 60 days extension. If any other group, which is not sponsored by government, takes that kind of demonstration, they will be dispatched by the police. Today, we know that some lawyers have gone to court to file spurious cases asking for the disqualification of General Muhammadu Buhari. We know that the federal government has sponsored many talking heads to go on television stations to canvass for election postponement or even an interim government.
With the Boko Haram insurgency, is it fair to argue that in such an atmosphere that it would not be conducive to have election, because one can argue that Nigeria is at war with terrorists?
What is the population of the area occupied by Boko Haram? Moreover, INEC has told us they will make provisions for all those who are internally displaced to vote. Now, a while ago, when I was in Washington, I made a case that this government is profiting from the Boko Haram insurgency because they want to use it as an excuse not to have elections. And they know also that they are widely unpopular in the Boko Haram held areas, and that if elections are held in those areas, the opposition will be returned, you know, massively.
Let me say that I did talk with President Goodluck Jonathan's spokesman, Ruben Abate, and then he says that you in opposition should join the government and have a single voice to fight Boko Haram instead of criticizing the government all the time.
Our answer to that is that there's only one commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and that's President Jonathan. And he has absolutely no clue whatsoever, or he has actually no political will whatsoever to fight Boko Haram. If you ask him, what does he expect the opposition to do? Of course, we are going to fight the government when our soldiers go to the battlefield with no ammunition. When our soldiers have to buy their own medication, they have to buy their own food. We don't expect the opposition to support that kind of thing.
Let's say if General Buhari gets into power, how would you deal with Boko Haram? How would you fight them?
Very simple. The first thing you do is that you revamp the entire intelligence gathering apparatus of government. Then you now increase the fighting capacity and capability of the army. You improve their welfare.